Today I'm going to tell you about a star. Just one. It's not a particularly special star, but there is a very good reason that I'm going to talk to you about this star first, of all the many, many stars in the sky. It's because it's easy to find. If we're going to talk about stars in the night sky together, I want you to be able to look up and see what I'm seeing. Even if you don't know much about stars, I think I'll be able to teach you how to find this one. The name of this star is Arcturus. Funny name, isn't it? All stars have names given to them by people who watch stars for a living, but some stars have nicknames that are often very old. Arcturus means something like bear watcher in the Greek language. Why would a star watch a bear? Well, it goes back to the days before television and street lights, when people had little to do in the evening but look up the stars on clear nights. They imagined they could join the stars with lines, like a dot-to-dot puzzle, and draw shapes with them. It's the same when you see a cloud in the sky that looks like something familiar. One shape high up in the sky they thought looked like a big bear. It also was in the northern part of the sky, and north was the direction that Greek-speaking people knew bears lived. The star we are talking about, Arcturus, isn't part of this dot-to-dot shape, but is nearby, like it might be at a distance watching the bear shape. So that's how it got its name. These days, we don't see bears in our gardens quite so often, and streetlights make the night stars a bit harder to see, and so the dot-to-dot bear shape is harder to notice. I'm sure you've seen another shape up in the sky that we would both recognise. To me, it looks like a saucepan and handle. To others, it looks like an old-fashioned plough, the type that used to be pulled by horses on farm fields. Have you seen that shape before? It's called the plough, or the Big Dipper, and is actually part of the nose and back of the big bear. Don't worry if you can't see the whole bear. I still can't make it out of all of it either. The plough shape is often found high in the northern part of the sky. I made a picture of this shape so you can look at the night sky yourself and find it one night. So if that's the nose of the bear, then where is the bear watcher? It's not far away. If you draw an imaginary curved line using the curve of the saucepan's handle to guide you, then you'll find a very bright star a little distance away. People who like watching stars remember this way of finding it by saying they arc to Arcturus. Look at the dotted line curve on the diagram and follow it to the bright star. Arcturus is the fourth brightest star in the sky. Two of the even brighter stars can only be seen in places much further south than where I live, in England, and so for me, Arcturus is the second brightest star in my sky. The best time to see it is in the spring and summer. I really hope that you get a chance to see it for yourself in your sky, because I want to talk more about it another time, and I want you to know that it's a real thing, not something that someone made up in a story. But I will understand if you don't get a chance to see it by the time I next write. In fact, the difficulties of being able to see the stars when you're young is what I'll talk about next time.